Welcome to Your Money Matters, a personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday morning, September 24th. I'm Hank Weisbecker. This time, making sure that therapy appointment isn't a waste of money and why consumers might benefit from a data breach warning label. Thinking about seeing a therapist? Wall Street Journal bonds columnist Elizabeth Bernstein says not every therapist is going to be the right fit for you.
You want to immediately be looking for if you're comfortable. Then you want to be looking for what they're doing. Can they, within a few meetings, come up with a diagnosis? You wouldn't go to another type of doctor forever and not have them tell you what's wrong with you.
Bernstein says there are signs that you can look for when deciding whether or not to see a certain therapist.
You want to give your therapist feedback. So if you feel like they suggested something and it did work for you, let them know. That's very helpful. But if you feel like they suggested something and it really didn't work, you tried it, let them know too.
Bernstein says it's important that you and your therapist work together toward a goal.
You're looking for a match. Even when you just go in and look at the office, you want to say, like, do I feel comfortable coming here every week? Is this person created a space for talking and treatment that, you know, I feel is conducive to us doing that?
As we continue, why it may be time for a data breach warning label.
You've got to make sure your family and finances are legally protected. So where do you turn for legal help you can trust? LegalZoom.com. For over 13 years, they've been helping Americans with LLCs, incorporation, wills, trusts, and more. LegalZoom makes it painless. You can always reach out to them with questions, and they'll talk you through the process. You can get legal help through independent attorneys and self-help services at your direction, but they're not a law firm. For special savings, be sure to enter the code WSJ in the referral box at LegalZoom.com.
Is it time for a data breach warning label? Adam Levin of Credit.com and host of the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute says that could be useful because companies can take a long time to reveal there has been a data breach.
There is a disclosure, but many months after the breach has occurred, there's really no trace of it other than if you go back and read reports or at some point there's a class action lawsuit.
And while you might think a warning label could hurt business, Levin says it could actually help companies build goodwill.
This doesn't have to be a scarlet letter. The point of this is to make consumers aware that there had been a problem, what was done in order to correct the problem, and things that you can do to better protect your information.
Levin says the label could be placed in physical stores and on company websites.
It would be on the website at the point where the consumer was being asked to provide any personally identifiable information.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Hank Weisbecker at the Wall Street Journal. And now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.